Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 22nd. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a half a cent, 6.59 and three quarters, but the December corn was down 18 cents at 5.39. The July actually traded lower on the last couple of ticks, but the settlement was up a half a cent. July wheat down 10 and a half cents, 6.51. July beans down 20 and a half cents, 13.94 and a half, and November beans were down 17 cents at 13.02 and a quarter. The meal was down almost $10 at 9.80 lower at 363.30. The oil broke hard from the highs, a good penny and a half, only closed 34 ticks higher at 60.67. The markets pretty much ignored the crop ratings out here. We're expecting good rains pretty much everywhere by Sunday. Iowa's getting just a few showers right now, but it looks to be much heavier later in the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Much of the Midwest looking to get good rains, which is putting the pressure on old crop. And the only places that continue to look dry are going to be North Dakota and the far Northwest. But overall, Midwest looks like it's in fairly decent shape. Now, add to the increasing rains, the acreage report a week from tomorrow, with most analysts, I think the average guess will be 2 to 3 million more corn and a million and a half more beans. So the funds, in my opinion, are still long. After today, roughly 230,000 contracts. They're still long the better part of 80,000 beans, long a little bit of oil, long a little bit of meal. So I'm guessing that we're going to make our lows sometime in the couple of days after the acreage report. And that may be an opportunity to buy something out here. But in the meantime, I think we're going to see pressure on these markets as these rains fall. Now, if the rains don't materialize, certainly we can move this thing right back higher again. But it looks like there's a fair amount of confidence in these rains out here. So we really don't see much else. We didn't see any exports today. Are the Chinese going to buy a hard break? I think they probably wouldn't, corn and beans, just because. But overall, I don't see any real problems except for the spring wheat, which is in incredibly bad shape out here. Minneapolis wheat was up 18 cents, but still well off its contract highs. Anyway, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.